WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
With just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
The Road to Bowl Games is here this Saturday on the WWE Network, Peacock. War Games Survivor Series. This was the go-home for Monday Night Raw. Which means this is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. I'm Sorokin. That's Lindsay Ward.
Hey, we are on the road to Survivor Series. And they announced a match tonight, which is good for previews and things.
Preview and things.
Because we have to do that at some point. And yeah, for only four matches, it was going to be a tad difficult. So now we have five.
Now we have five and maybe a sixth.
Ooh, fancy.
So we'll talk all about that this week on the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular. Available Thursday morning.
Ding. Happy Thanksgiving.
No, finally a fifth. Maybe a sixth. Anyway, that's how that goes. But we're here to talk about Monday Night Raw and open up with Kevin Owens. And
yes, Brent, there will be actually wobbles on Thanksgiving Day because I will probably not be sober.
There you go.
Anyway, go ahead.
He talked about teaming with Drew McIntyre and the Brawling Brutes to face the Bloodline at War Games. He talked about he's coming to War Games not for Sami Zayn, who he considers to be a brother. Oh no, he's here for Roman Reigns. The man he's beaten, almost beaten three times in the past, but it was thanks to the Bloodline that stopped him. So he's going to take them out so he can get Roman's title. Smart plan. But he was invited to SmackDown, which means he invited some men to Raw. That would be the Brawling Brutes, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Butch, along with Drew McIntyre coming through the crowd. This Friday on SmackDown, we'll have the Usos versus Sheamus McIntyre for advantage in War Games. Sheamus said the War Games would be painstakingly and career-altering. Sheamus talked about telling Sami Zayn he would be shocked by the fifth member of the team, and then it was, in fact, Kevin Owens. See, the Bloodline have taken advantage of numbers, and that advantage ends all this Saturday at Survivor Series, because they are ready for war. This brought out Judgment Day. Rhea said the only thing people would be talking about after Survivor Series is how many people she destroyed in the women's War Games match. Rhea said that Judgment Day runs Raw and they should, you know, respect them. Dominic told the Babyfaces, you know, go back to SmackDown and tell his deadbeat dad hello.
Oh, God.
Baylor said he hopes the Bloodline smashes the Brutes and all of them at Survivor Series. Baylor said next time they show their ugly mugs on Raw, the Judgment Day wouldn't be so nice. Sheamus then interrupted, said him and Baylor are Irish and he doesn't respect one Finn Balor. Sheamus said he wanted to get to Balor in the ring for the in a match. And well, what better place than tonight? Got a six-man tag team match. Judgment Day versus the Brawling Brutes. And we had a really good match between the two sides. Saw the Brawling Brutes get the win. You had Kevin on commentary. You had Gallows and Anderson show up. And along with AJ and Mia Yim. Or Meechin. Depending on the time of the day. Whatever they want to call her. And you know, this was really good. Kevin ended up giving Finn the stunner to end everything that happened.
I enjoyed all of this. I thought this was all very good. It was a good way to open the show. Kevin was a nice surprise. Him wanting Roman, him calling everybody out, him on commentary. Just Kevin Owens in general is just always fun. I liked how they set all this up. I honestly like Drew with the Brawling Brutes, which is naturally what's supposed to happen. But, you know, they did the thing. Plus, Pete Dunne got the War Games.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we all have been missing Uncle William. And now we have Pete Dunne, a.k.a. Butch, to give us War Games, which he did a really good job with.
He did.
But yeah, I'm actually excited for this match. I'm looking forward to it. It should be fun. Like, it should be a lot of fun based on what happened.
Gianni Gargano was backstage, interrupted by Kathy Kelly. Talked about wanting a rematch with The Miz, and he said he and Dexter have an agreement in place that neither will get involved in their business tonight or next week. But he gets to fight The Miz one-on-one tonight. So Johnny comes out, remix music, Internet goes, all new music. Miz would come out, but he's injured. He suffered an injury filming a TikTok. This is why
I
you don't.
Hate when that happens.
This is why you don't talk tick, y'all. You get injured. He injured his hand, punching things apparently for talk tick.
You know, like you do.
He said he knows Johnny Gargano goes by Johnny Wrestling. He wants to impress everyone, so he did the right thing. He found him a worthy opponent. Omos.
Who got new gear, I think. Was that old gear?
It's the gear. Wasn't that the gear from... That might have been the gear from Crown Jewel.
Maybe.
Omos would get the win. Not surprising.
I mean, we have been asking that Omos get put in a match with somebody and him getting involved in things, and so they gave us our wish. A little sad about the loss of Rebel Heart, but I think it's something that they're trying to do something with Johnny, maybe make him a little bit of a bad guy. Good guy, kind of a tweener, so Rebel Heart is one of those things that we all pop for, so they're trying to sort of, like, remix that. It also could be that the license on it was up, so they're like,
I think it's more... They're trying to figure out all their licenses.
Yeah, so until they know, they're just gonna leave it alone.
Seth Rollins was interviewed via satellite.
What was he wearing?
Things. Rollins talked about, he was asked how he's feeling. He said he was attacked by Lashley and Theory, and he's never felt better. He said he asked for the triple threat because he has a bone to pick with both men and called it killing two birds with one stone situation. He said, you have to use quickness to survive and to survive Lashley. He said Theory lost everything. It might be more dangerous than ever. Rollins says Theory might be the dumbest person alive. He said it's not because Theory tried to cash in on his U.S. title. He actually thought that was good. He said it's because Theory tried to make a name for himself at his expense. Rollins told Theory to call Cody Rhodes, name drop, and ask him how his rehab is going. Rollins said Lashley is a brute and he's dealt with those types, and he knows Theory like the back of his hand because he used to be him. Rollins said the real question is what his challengers would do to prepare for him. Good stuff from Seth, other than his weird outfit choices.
Very good stuff from Seth. He's completely solid on the mic. I like how they're sort of moving this along and doing the thing.
Yeah. Austin Theory reacted to it all and said Rollins doesn't understand him and nobody does. He said hitting rock bottom may have been the best thing that ever happened to him. He's a new man. He said everyone better watch tonight what he does because it'll likely result what happens this Saturday, which was Austin Theory, Mustafa Ali. Austin Theory gets a solid win over Mustafa Ali.
I'm trying to figure out what they're doing with Mustafa.
Well, it was afterwards. Bobby Lashley came out, and he told Theory if he wants his attention, now he got it. You know, and they started to have a fight. They went to backstage, and then Theory then grabbed, Mustafa Ali, who was injured, and then Theory ran away, and Lashley and dragged Ali onto the stage and threw him in the wall, and then left him laying with the Hurt Lock. This was good.
This was really good. I like where they're going with this. They're doing good things with Bobby Lashley. They're doing good things with Mustafa Ali. They're doing good things with Seth Rollins. I just can't, or not Mustafa Ali, with Austin Theory. I can't figure out what they're doing with Mustafa.
I think he's supposed to be an underdog. I think that's what they're trying to build. But the resilient underdog.
They need to do more with the resilience part. Well, less with the getting beat up part.
Well, he keeps getting back up, so there is that.
But at some point, he needs to take a bite out of somebody.
And they eventually probably will. Riddle and Elias took on the Alpha Academy. Really good match. It saw Elias and Riddle get the win.
This was fun. I enjoyed this. I like this a lot. Also, Matt Riddle just flying through the air. Like, there's one camera shot where he, like, came out. He came off the top. And he came out of the ring onto Alpha Academy on the outside. And it's just the shot of it was so weird because I just see his bare feet hanging in the air. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this was fun.
We were backstage at the poker table. Drew McIntyre walked up to the poker table. They took some shots at the World Cup that Scotland didn't make it. And then we got a challenge for McIntyre and Corbin to have a match, which they did, which saw Drew get the win. Long match, but solid. The finish, though, saw Kira Tozawa show up in his old gear. No more ninja. Jumped onto the JBL, stole his hat, ran away, left Drew to get the win over Corbin.
Yay! Tozawa's free of the ninja gimmick. Woo! He's back. This was a fun little segment. I like how they did all this, from the setup backstage to the match to the reveal of Tozawa. This was all really good. It's a good way to make, even though it was done at the expense of Baron Corbin, it was a dirty win, so it's fine. But this was all good.
The OC were interviewed backstage. Styles said he and Finn were close, but he came to realize the OC are his family. He said he would give Balor the beating he deserves, and he would make it phenomenal. Finn Balor showed up. Kathy ran away. He asked if Styles thinks he's the bad guy. He's worse. He's the devil. He said, when you dance with the devil, you never dance again. Everyone else showed up. Everyone's brawling backstage. Then we found our way into the parking lot for a little bit. A rental car got beat up. And yeah, it was good.
Yeah, this is very good. I liked, you know what, honestly, I respect a good brawl backstage, especially if it's in the parking lot, because it takes me back. It's that nostalgia moment of when I first started watching, when they all used to fight in the parking lot. And I know that's like a go-to in NXT, but there's something about them doing it in an actual like arena where they take somebody outside the arena and there's a car sitting there and they just beat them up, that yeah. I thoroughly enjoy. Like, I liked all this a lot. Like, they just kind of hit me in that nostalgia moment where it's like, ah, yes. When wrestlers used to fight in the parking lot. We're getting little trickles of it here.
Yeah.
And I don't think they need to overuse it, but I'm just going to say it. I'm a slut when wrestling spills into the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have real world kind of moments and consequences slip into wrestling. Case in point, you know, the best example I have is like Seth and Riddle, right? During that whole feud where they could not contain themselves to the point that they fought in the parking lot. You know, this kind of stuff where you have these two groups who can't contain themselves backstage. They're fighting in the parking lot. I like that kind of stuff. I like that better. Or it's like, you know, when it was the Steph and Brie stuff and somebody got arrested for something, like assault or something.
Yeah.
Which if you think in the context of wrestling, like if the real world, if you assault somebody, you're going to get arrested, right? In the terms of wrestling, like a backstage brawl in a parking lot, nobody's going to call the cops in wrestling, right? Because that's just wrestling. So I like when they do that kind of stuff because logically it makes sense.
Yeah.
In terms of the storytelling. So I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Then we have the women come out for the main event of the show. It's Bianca, Asuka, and Alexa come out. They talk about everything about War Games coming up on Saturday. Bianca said her battle with Bayley would finally come to an end at War Games. She said she knew she couldn't win it alone and that there's nobody she'd rather go to war with than her girls. She talked, Bianca said they are ready for war. She said she wants to throw Alexa said she wants to throw Nikki in the trash where she belongs. Asuka said, we are ready for you, but no one is ready for us. And then Bianca said the dumbest thing she could possibly say.
This Friday.
The fifth member will be announced this Friday, and the crowd booed. I get it. I understand it. I understand the promotion. I understand it. But you took that pin to the balloon and you popped it with that phrase. Because everyone went, oh, the fifth is not here tonight. Oh. Yeah, she was just very... It's not her saying it, but it was the line she had to deliver. This was bad creative. It's like, I get promoting SmackDown. And you want to, you know, tell people, hey, the fifth person isn't here tonight. But...
It was a little awkward, especially considering who it's rumored to be, because there was a buzz around who the fifth member is going to be, because nobody's really sure. And so for them to state it, like the whole, like the easier way to say that was you'll find out soon enough, indicating that the fifth member could show up tonight or they could show up on Friday. Like, that would have been the better way to say that. Like, to Rock's point, I understand promoting SmackDown, but the real easy way to fix that is, well, you know, at the end of the show, there's this massive brawl. Everybody's left laying, and it's, well, I guess we're going to find out who the fifth member is this Friday on SmackDown.
Yeah.
See you later. Yeah. Like, that's the way that you do that, is you have the announcer sort of close that out versus having Bianca be like, because everybody's sort of excited, like, oh my God, the fifth member, who is it? 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 And then Bianca's like, this Friday, and the crowd's like, we got fucked.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. You got a whammy. So it's kind of shitty when you do that kind of stuff.
It is, and I get it. I get the promotion of it. But it just was like, oh.
You know what? Not even Bray could have saved it.
No, but Bray had no involvement in it anyhow. You bursted the bubble that the fifth person was going to be there tonight. And they're like, oh, okay, whatever. This brought out the damage control team. Bayley talked about how, you know, where's Mia and stuff like that, and Rhea destroyed her, and that no one respects Bianca, and the other girls just want her title. And said Bianca said Bayley said that Bianca's just throwing Asuka into the advantage match rather than, you know, showing what kind of champion she is and stepping up for her own team, you know, against Rhea. Asuka told her to shut up and basically said, Rhea, let's go, let's have a fight, and they did. They had a really good main event match, which saw Rhea Ripley get the win for her team. Which means damage control has the advantage at War Games, which then led to a big brawl between all the baby faces and the heels. Mia Yim came back out. She brawled with Rhea. Asuka then took everyone else out with a big dive heading in to close out the show. Like that, as you mentioned, like right there is like, who's the fifth woman? We'll find out this Friday. You tell the live that you tell the audience watching, you don't have to kill the crowd with womp womp, because that would have went over better.
Yeah, but I mean, at least the brawl in the end helped bring the crowd back a little bit. They kind of mistimed it because they had 2 extra minutes at the end where they had to fill it. But I mean, overall, it was fine. Like, I thought this was a good way to close the show. It will be interesting to see on SmackDown, because obviously in the U.S., it's the day after Thanksgiving. So they're trying to get people interested in SmackDown as they're coming out of their turkey comas or whatever you enjoy on Thanksgiving. But yeah, that was a little awkward line where it's like, you'll find out on Friday. And you're like, oh.
Wah, wah.
Because then basically what that is well, shit, I don't have to watch the rest of this because nothing's going to happen. Click.
Right.
That's kind of would be some people's reactions. Not everybody, because obviously Asuka and Rhea had a fantastic showing between each other. But yeah, so some other people would be like, yeah, I don't care. Click. So
there you go. And that was Monday Night Raw.
Overall, a good show, a good build to Survivor Series. I think some people have been complaining that the build's been a little lackluster, and it's been all right. I mean, it's not been anything spectacular.
But it's been telling long-term storylines, and you're getting, and that's what you've gotten from the two big matches. I mean, and they built the U.S. title match we've seen, and everything's been built properly. Everything has a story, so that's what counts. So, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Raw Talk Radio Network. For those listening live, stay tuned. CB Radio Not So Live Live will be live in like a few more minutes, reviewing AEW Full Gear. This Thursday, it's Thanksgiving. We're not live, but you will get the Thanksgiving spectacular known as the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble.
And you can follow me on Twitter.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
You're not even listening.
I am listening.
Rack, promote it.
Oh. Thursday, or not usually Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, but we're pre-recording because Thanksgiving. So Thursday morning, the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble, where we will talk Survivor Series, will be available for your listening pleasure. So as you have your turkey, if you celebrate in the U.S., or whatever you would like to eat, if you do not eat turkey, or if it's just a regular Thursday, come listen to the show. It'll be a good time. Whatever time Rock puts it out. I don't know what time. What time are you putting it out?
Sometime Thursday morning.
There's not even a time and you're yelling at me.
Program Reminder, CB Radio Live will be back on December 3rd for 15 years. Sunday night. I know. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be live 10 p.m. Eastern to review Survivor Series. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Game. You support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's Imward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. Now can I plug my shit?
There you go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LENSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. I think I'm 2 followers away from getting affiliate, so please do the thing, follow the channel. If you like Genshin Impact, come hang out, we have a good time. I played Fortnite on Sunday, so variety. I don't think that counts as being a variety streamer, but here we are. You can also check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@@LynnsWard or LynnsWard.RackRadioShow.com.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Stay tuned to the live audience. CBRO Not To Live Live. AEW Full Gear. That's coming up next. We'll see you for the Thanksgiving spectacular known as the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble for the Survivor Series preview on Thursday. And right back here for the Raw Post Show. Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.